The American Cancer Society has issued its annual report card, rating states on how well they do to prevent cancer through encouraging cancer screenings, banning smoking from public places, and smoking prevention programs. The report gives New York high grades for breast and cervical cancer early detection programs and for smoke-free laws, but the state gets failing grades for tobacco prevention programs, says the Cancer Society's Blair Horner.
Cancer screening programs are pretty well-funded. Programs in hospitals to take care of cancer patients are pretty well-funded. So in many ways, New York is in pretty good shape, but there are big holes.
New York, which was once number 5 in spending on tobacco prevention ads, now ranks number 20. And Governor Cuomo and the legislature budgeted just under $41.5 million for the anti-smoking campaign in 2012. That's just 16% of the amount that the Centers for Disease Control recommends that the state spends on anti-smoking ads. The CDC says that New York should be spending over $250 million a year on tobacco prevention programs. Horner calls that a major shortcoming.
We believe that they should be investing a dime on the dollar of the revenues that they get in programs to help smokers to quit and to keep kids from starting. They're not doing it, the state's not doing it, and they should.
New York State slashed anti-smoking programs under former Governor David Paterson during a multi-year fiscal crisis. Governor Andrew Cuomo has not restored the funding in his first two budgets. Horner says cutting the programs to save money in the budget is short-sighted. He says the state's nearly top-in-the-nation cigarette taxes bring in around $3 billion a year, so there is money to fully fund the anti-smoking programs.
There is plenty of money in the system to fund this program. It's just a question of political will.
He says studies show that the investment pays off in decreased cases of lung cancer. Just 15% of New Yorkers still smoke, many more in the upstate regions than downstate in New York City, which has been a leader in anti-smoking efforts. In response to the criticism, the state's health department issued a statement saying in part that New York's tobacco control program continues to operate effective, evidence-based programs to help people quit smoking and prevent others from ever starting. The health department says in the past 10 years, use of tobacco products by high school students declined by over a third, and smoking by middle school students decreased by over 50%. New York does score some points on another priority issue for the American Cancer Society, banning teens from using tanning beds. Governor Cuomo and the legislature agreed to a new law preventing New Yorkers 16 and younger from using the tanning booths. But Horner says the group is seeking a ban for those 17 and younger. The new law permits 17-year-olds to go to the tanning parlors if they obtain a permission slip from their parents.
The science tells you it's a known human carcinogen. We don't think children should be exposed to known human carcinogens.
The Cancer Society plans to lobby for a new bill to prohibit tanning for anyone under the age of 18 and will also push to get more money committed to tobacco prevention programs in the 2013 state budget. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.